joy of the Lord. I want us to lift up our voice and begin to worship the King of Kings. Let's begin to give him praise. Let's thank him for waking us up to see this beautiful day. The Bible says, this is the day the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Father, we thank you. Lord, we worship you for fighting our battles for us on a daily basis. We give you all the glory in the name of Jesus. For not allowing the enemies to defeat us, we give you all the glory. We thank you for every members of our family. Father, we say be glorified and be exalted in the name of Jesus. I want us to begin to ask God for mercy this morning. Open your mouth. The Bible said the mercies of the Lord are new every morning. Cry unto God for mercy. Mercy for your family. Mercy for our land. Lord, as we go in the journey of today, let your mercy prevail in the name of Jesus. Be merciful unto us in the mighty name of Jesus. By your mercy, forgive us all our sins, O God. In the name of Jesus, I want you to begin to plead the blood. There is power in the blood. Open your mouth and begin to plead the blood of Jesus to cancel every satanic agenda in the journey of today. In the name of Jesus, by the power of the blood, we cancel every dreams of death. We cancel every dreams of attack. In the name of Jesus, in the journey of today, let your blood speak better things for us. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. I want you to pray these three prayer points very quickly before we get into the message. Number one, I want you to lift up your voice. You are going to cry unto God and say, my Father, let every evil dreams awaiting manifestation in the journey of this new month be aborted by the blood of Jesus. I don't know the kind of dreams you have dreamt concerning yourself, or maybe dreams that people dreamt about you, but they didn't tell you. I want you to lift up your voice this morning and say, in the name of Jesus, every evil dreams awaiting manifestation, awaiting fulfillment in the journey of this month, let them be aborted by the blood of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, open your mouth, open your mouth, open your mouth. We abort it this morning by the power of the blood. In the mighty name of Jesus, open your mouth, open your mouth. Every dreams of death, every dreams of attack, every dreams of backwardness, every dreams of failure awaiting manifestation in the journey of this month. By the power of the blood, we cancel it this morning. In the name of Jesus, that dream will not come to pass. In the mighty name of Jesus, evil prophecy awaiting manifestation, awaiting fulfillment in the journey of this month, be cancelled by the power of the blood. Be cancelled by the power of the blood. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. I want you to lift up your voice. You are going to cry unto God and say, my Father, let every power that want me to cry for sorrow in the journey of this month be terminated by fire. That's the prayer point. Every power that want me to what? That want me to cry or to weep for sorrow in the journey of this month, let the power be terminated by fire. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth, open your mouth, open your mouth. Makota kuda besede heli makusendelia. Every power that want us to weep or cry for sorrow in the journey of this month, Lord, terminate the power. Open your mouth, open your mouth. We terminate that power this morning in the name of Jesus. We shall not weep for sorrow in the journey of this month. We shall not cry for sorrow in the journey of this month. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. I want you to lift up your voice. You are going to cry unto God and say, my Father, let all my stolen virtues from the dream. Listen to me. We are just a few days into the new month. But do you know, some of us, the enemies have robbed us in our dream to take something from us. Maybe you dreamt that somebody took something from you by force. I want you to lift up your voice this morning. Whatever the enemy has stolen from you, this morning it shall be restored. In the name of Jesus. Look at that woman with the issue of blood. The Bible says, when she touched the hem of his garment, virtue left the body of Jesus. There are some powers of darkness, when they touch you in your dream, when they touch you even in real life, they draw something from you. They drop virtue from you. I want you to open your mouth and say, in the name of Jesus, let all my stolen virtues be restored back this morning by the power of the blood. Whatever was stolen from me, this morning, let it be restored back. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth, open your mouth. Whatever was stolen from us this morning, let them be restored back in the mighty name of Jesus. My stolen virtues, my stolen power, this morning be restored back. Open your mouth, open your mouth, open your mouth. Whatever spiritual thief took away from me, I take it back by force. I take it back by the power of the blood. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Almighty Father, we thank you. Ancient of Days, we give you praise. This morning, whatever the enemy has stolen from us, whatever spiritual robbers have stolen from us, let them be restored now, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I pray, let every prophecy of doom, every dreams of attack over our lives be canceled now, in the name of Jesus. We cancel every dreams of backwardness, in the name of Jesus. We cancel every dreams of death, in the name of Jesus. As we go in the journey of today, Lord, empower us by your Holy Ghost, in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, everlasting Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. I want you to shout a louder amen. If you know that God has answered your prayers, shout a louder amen. Very quickly, I want us to open our Bible to the book of 2 Kings chapter 6. As we continue with our series, 2 Kings chapter 6, we are going to read verses 1 and 2. The Bible says, and the sons of the prophets said to Elisha, see now, behold, the place where we dwell with you is too small for us. Look at that. Thank God for people that say something when they notice something. Thank God for people that pray when they discover that situation around them is not going the way God has promised that it should go. That's why we pray. When we observe that things are not going the way it should go, that should alert us to pray. The sons of the prophet, they opened their mouth. Say, behold, the place where we live is too small for us. Now look at verse 2. Please, they beg the man of God, because they know that this man of God carries God's presence. They beg him. They say, please, look at that. Let us go to the Jordan together, and let every man take a beam from there. Let every man, that is talking about teamwork, let everybody do something. In the journey of this month, don't be among the idle one. At your place of work, don't be among the idle one. In your home, don't be among the idle one. Let everyone. Everybody should contribute to something. The Bible said, let every man take a beam. Look at that. From there, and let us. Look at that. Us, talking about teamwork. Let us. Not let them. Not let few people. Let us, all of us together. Look at that. And let us make there a place where we may dwell. So he answered, go. The man of God gave them the order. Go. I want to pray for somebody this morning. You will go forward in the name of Jesus. I said you will go from glory to glory in the name of Jesus. Do you know that if you spell the name of God, the name God, G-O-D, look at that, G-O-D, 75% of the name of God is go. So which means God is action. He's an action God. God does not sit down. God keep moving. And that's why every day he keep renewing his strength. He keep renewing his glory. Our God that we serve is a God of action. That's why we mustn't sit down. We must take action in the journey of this month. I want to encourage somebody, don't sit down. Do something. This morning, very quickly, I want to exhort us on what I've titled, it takes partnership to build. It takes partnership to build. Now, listen to me. Whatever you want to build in life, whatever I want to build in life, whether I want to build a good career, I want to build a great business, I want to build a great family, I want to build a successful life, it takes partnership to build. Do you know our Lord Jesus Christ was in partnership with God? God the Father and God the Holy Spirit. In the book of Genesis chapter 1 verse 26, the Bible said, then God said, let us, look at that partnership, let us make man in our image according to our likeness, and let them have dominion over the birds of the air and over the fish in the ocean. It takes partnership to build. Psalm 127 verse 1, the Bible says, unless the Lord built the house, they labor in vain who builds it. And unless the Lord guards the city, the watchmen watch it or wake it in vain. It takes partnership to build. Now, there are three points I want to share, and then we'll pray. Number one, what types of partnership? I want you to listen to this. What kind of partnership? Because this month, we must build something. We must build something. What kind of partnership? Number one, partnership with God. That's the first partnership. Partnership with God. We are not unbelievers. I've had people say, God gave you wisdom or God gave you sense so that you can leave him alone. That is a wrong doctrine. Whatever we want to do in life, God must be involved. God must be involved. And God is our first partner. Let me tell you this. Whatever you want to do, whatever I want to do in the journey of this month, I must involve God. God is the senior partner. God is the greatest partner. Look at what the Bible says in Proverbs chapter 3 verse 5. The Bible says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Look at that. And lean not unto your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct your paths. He will, in all your ways. He didn't say in all your spiritual ways alone, in your career ways, in our business way, in every areas. We are supposed to get God involved. Number one, God is our senior partner. He's the greatest partner. We have to get him involved. Now, why did the sons of the prophet got Elisha involved? Because they know that Elisha carried the double portion of the power of God in his life. He carried the double portion of the power of Elijah. They know that God was with him. They recognized God in his life. So the first partnership is partnership with God. In Genesis chapter 3, from verse 4 to 5, the Bible was talking about the people that wanted to build the Tower of Babel. But because they did not get God involved, God scattered their plans. Look at that. Many people today, they want to do something and they don't want God to be involved. That thing may not work out. Anything we want to do, let us get God involved. God, what are you saying about this? I want to start this. What are you saying about this? God must be involved. Then number two, we need the partnership of a good mentor. We need the partnership of a good mentor. Those sons of the prophet, they recognize Elisha as their mentor. They told the man of God, they said, please, let us go to the Jordan and let every man take a bit. They see Elijah as their mentor. Mentor. I'm talking about mentor. Do you have a mentor? Do you have somebody you look up to as a role model? Do you have a mentor? These sons of the prophet, the reason why they wanted to build, the reason why they have a plan was because of a good role model in their life. Elisha, a man of God. They said, please let us go to Jordan together. Do you have a mentor? In the Bible, for example, Elijah was a mentor to Elisha. In the Bible, Eli, even though Eli was a fallen priest, was still a mentor to Samuel. He was the one that taught Samuel how to hear the voice of God. When God called Samuel the first time, Samuel woke up, he went to Eli. In 1 Samuel chapter 3. And Eli said, I didn't call you, go back to sleep. Second time, God called him again. Samuel woke up, he went to Eli. And Eli said, I didn't call you, the third time. Then Eli said, you know what? That must be God calling you. When God called again, tell him, speak, Lord, for your servant is hearing you. It was Eli that trained Samuel how to hear the voice of God. So Eli was a mentor to Samuel. Paul was a mentor to Timothy. That's why he called Timothy, my son, my son, my son, my son. And Jesus Christ mentored the 12 disciples. He mentored them, and then they started out as a disciple. Then they became an associate, and then finally they became an apostle. He mentored them. No wonder in 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 2, Paul said this. He said, "These things that you have heard from me among many witnesses, the same commit to faithful men who will be able to what? To teach others also." There must be somebody we are looking up to. There must be a role model for us. Maybe in marriage, there must be a role model. In our career, there must be a role model. Spiritually, there must be a role model. A role model. I want to tell you, I have a role model. Now, let me tell you this. The reason why many people fall victim of bad doctrine is because they chose a wrong role model. They chose a wrong role model. Now, let me tell you this. I have a father in the Lord who is in Nigeria. He's a prophet. He's a teacher of the word. I mean, he's a teacher of holiness. He's a teacher of holiness. That's why I'm also a teacher of holiness. I copy it from him. A role model. Do you know there are some people today, they are doing the wrong things because somebody ahead of them that they are watching as the role model, they copy it from them. They copy. That's why it is important. It is important for us to have the right role model. The right role model. You know, some people, when they became born again, because of a wrong role model, they have a bad foundation in their walk with God. They have a bad foundation. For example, if your role model is a kind of role model that will tell you that you have to go to the beach to go and take a spiritual bath, that's a wrong foundation. That's a wrong foundation. That's why in the body of Christ today, many people are missing the mark. It's not because they are not born again. It's not because they don't know Christ, but they have a wrong role model. Role model is very, very important to choose the right choose the right model, the right mentor to follow. Then number three, and then we'll pray. There must be a partnership with a good friend or associate. A partnership with a good friend or associate. Let me tell you this. If you are going to build, if I will build anything that will last, I must have a good associate. Good friends. I must surround myself with good people. If you want to build anything that will last, don't surround yourself with bad people. Some people are complaining, I cannot overcome sin. I cannot overcome this. Watch the people they surround themselves with. That's why they can't leave sin alone. Some people, they want to get off smoking. Some people want to get off drinking. But their friends, their associates are drinkers. The people they hang around with, as sinners, it will be very difficult. We need to surround ourselves. Now, look at the sons of the prophet. They told Elijah, they said, the place where we dwell is too small for us. Now, then I said, let every one of us go to Jordan and let every man take a beam. The sons of the prophet, they have good people around them. You know, the man called Gehazi was not in their midst. Remember Gehazi? The servant that received the leprosy from Naaman in 2 Kings chapter 5, he was no longer among them. Because Gehazi would have discouraged them. Yes, he would have discouraged them. Thank God he was not there. Let us surround ourselves with good people. Let me tell us this. When we surround ourselves with good people, it will bring success to our life faster. Many people are failing today because they surround themselves with bad people. Watch people you are associating with. Watch your company. Watch your company. Let us watch our company. In the journey of this month, there are some people, they have bad aura around them. If you get involved with them, things will be falling apart. Watch it. Things will be falling apart. Let's watch out. Look at 1 Corinthians 15:33. The Bible said, do not be deceived. Evil company corrupt good manners. Evil company corrupt good manners. Let us surround ourselves with good friends, with good people. If we want to be with something that will last, we need good people in our life. Look at, for example, John and Peter. They were good associates. They were first good associates when they were fishermen in Luke chapter 5. Luke chapter 5, you know, Peter signaled to John to come and help him. And then when we get to Acts chapter 3 from verse 1 to 2, the Bible says Peter and John went up together. They are going up together to the house of God to go and pray.
our associate, our friend will determine whether we are going up spiritually or we are going down. I pray God will help us. I want us to go and pray. We are going to lift up our voice unto God this morning and say, my Father, in the name of Jesus, as I go in the journey of this month, Lord, be my partner. Yes, I want us to invite God this morning. If we have not involved God from the beginning of this month, this is the time to do it. Lord, I'm inviting you. Be my partner. Be my senior partner as I go in the journey of this month. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth, open your mouth, open your mouth. Father, we pray that you will be our senior partner. In the mighty name of Jesus, the sons of the prophet, they got Elisha involved because they know that Elisha was a man of God. He was a man that carried God's presence. I want you to open your mouth and say, Lord, be my senior partner. I want you to be involved in the affairs of my life. I want you to be involved in the affairs of my marriage. I want you to be involved in the affair of my business. Lord, be my senior partner in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth, open your mouth. Makuda Basilica Polima Safajidia. Lord, I put my hand in your hand. Let me succeed in whatever I build in the journey of this month. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. I want you to lift up your voice. You are going to cry unto God and say, my Father, let every agent of the devil, listen to me, there are agents. If the devil wants to destroy a man, he will send a man to a man. Yeah, he will send a man, somebody that will distract, somebody that will not let you build, somebody that will scatter whatever you are building. I want you to lift up your voice. You are going to cry to God and say, my Father, in the name of Jesus, let every agent of the devil that has been sent as a partner in any areas of my life, let them be disconnected from me. Look at that. Every agent of the devil that has been sent as a partner in my career, that has been sent as a partner in my relationship, that has been sent as a partner in my spiritual life, disconnect them from me. There are some people that when you keep them around, they will pull you down. You are not going nowhere. I want you to lift up your voice and cry unto God this morning and say, Lord, I want to build in the journey of this month. I want to build something that will last. I want to build for nobody to scatter. Let every agent of the devil that has been sent as a partner into my life be disconnected by fire. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth, open your mouth. Disconnect them by fire. In the mighty name of Jesus, disconnect them by fire. In the name of Jesus, every satanic agent that have been sent to be a partner with me in order to scatter what I build in the journey of this month, every agent of the devil that has been sent to be a partner with me, Lord, disconnect us by fire. Let them be disconnected from me by fire. Open your mouth, open your mouth. Makotakuri behelima sanfajiri kaponia. Let them be disconnected by fire. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. I want you to lift up your voice and say, my Father, connect me with my Elisha. Look at that. Connect me with what? With, now listen to me. If I've had a role model that asks people for money every time, on this prayer line, you will see me doing the same thing. I'll be calling people that want to give $50 every day. I will tell everybody, before you can join this prayer line, you have to register with $50. That's what I'll be doing. That's why if you see people doing that, watch, they have a wrong role model. They are following a wrong role model. A wrong role model. I want us to pray and say, connect me with what? With my own Elisha. When you are connected with your own Elisha, you will build. You will progress. Look at Timothy. Timothy was called as a young minister because he had Paul as a role model. He became a giant in Christ. I want us to lift up our voice and say, Lord, connect me with my own Elisha. Look at Elisha. He had Elijah as a role model. He told Elijah, I want the double portion of the power of God in you. Whatever make you Elijah, I want it. Times two. Look at that. I mean, we can role model. Role model. Role model. Another role model I have is our pastor, Father the Lord in Redeem. Is my role model as a teacher, Pastor Kumuyi. These are my role model. These are people when I watch them, I look at them, and I say, if these people at 80 are still pressing forward, pressing from nation to nation, what am I doing? Why should I say I'm tired to wake up every morning to pray? Role model. Role model. Role model. In my career too, I have role model. We must have role model in every areas of our life. In our career, in marriage, there must be people we are looking up to. If God can help this man to succeed in this area, I also want to succeed. There are people I'm looking to. Even in business, God, people that God has helped. I'm looking at them as a role model. I am learning from them. How did they succeed? What did they do that made them to get to where they are? Role model. I want you to lift up your voice and say, Lord, in the journey of this month, connect me with my own Elisha. In the name of Jesus, let me be connected with my own Paul. In the mighty name of Jesus, open your mouth, open your mouth, open your mouth. Father, Lord, connect me with my own Elisha. Connect me with my own Paul. Connect me with my own Elijah. People that will be a role model for me. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth, open your mouth. When you have a wrong role model, you will go wrong in every areas. Look at that. You will go, but when you have the right model, oh my God, you will discover that you are going up. You will discover that you are making progress. You are going to be going forward. You are going to be going forward. You'll be moving faster because you can learn from them. Father, Lord, we pray that you will connect us with our own Elijah, with our own Elisha. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. I want you to lift up your voice. I go to crown to God and say, my Father, let me be connected with the right partner. Right partner like Peter, like John. Look at that. Right partner. Let me be connected. Do you know Barnabas was a right partner for Paul? When Paul was called to be a believer, all the disciples deserted Paul. It was Barnabas that gave him the right hand of fellowship. That was why in Acts chapter 13, if you read verse 2, the Bible said, as they ministered to the Lord and fasted, the Holy Ghost said, separate me, Paul and Barnabas, for the ministry unto which I've called them. The Holy Ghost spoke because Paul and Barnabas, they were good associates. I want you to lift up your voice. You are going to cry to God and say, Lord, in every areas of my life, let me be connected with right partners. If you are connected with right partner, do you know your career? Your career will go forward. You are looking for a job. It's because you are not rightly connected. Right partners, good networks can bring whatever you want. That if you look at the unbelievers, why did they hang out? Why did they have carcass? It's because they want to be associated with people that will move them forward. I want you to lift up your voice. God can also connect us. I want you to open your mouth and say, in the name of Jesus, in every areas of my life, let me be connected with the right people that will move my life forward. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth, connect us with the right people that will help us to build. In the mighty name of Jesus, open your mouth, let me be connected with the right people that will help me to build. Right people in business, right people spiritually, right people that will help us to build. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. And lastly, I want you to lift up your voice and say, in the name of Jesus, let every power that has been assigned from the pit of hell to scatter what I'm building. Look at that. We are going to get there. We are going to get there because the devil targeted those sons of the prophet as we continue in the series. But I want you to pray this morning. Every power that has been assigned from the pit of hell to scatter what I'm building, Lord, let the power be terminated this morning. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth, open your mouth, open your mouth. Maleka kusindeka polima sapajidia. Every power that has been assigned from the pit of hell to scatter what we are building, Father, this morning, let the power be terminated. In the name of Jesus, let the power be terminated. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Almighty Father, we thank you. Ancient of days, we give you praise. As we go on the journey of this morning, let your power and your presence go with us. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray for right partner. In every areas of our lives, let us be connected with the right partner. In the name of Jesus, Holy Ghost, be our senior partner. Direct us. Lead us in the journey of today. In the mighty name of Jesus, help us to build what will last. In the name of Jesus. And if there are powers from the pit of hell that have been assigned to scatter whatever we are building, let the power be terminated right now. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Let somebody shout hallelujah.